Oh, please, come in. I'm just fixing this. You're very welcome. The castle's open to everyone now. Don't be afraid. The beast isn't going to hurt you. In fact, he's not a beast at all anymore. No, he never really was. But this is Prince Adam's castle. And I just thought that I'd brighten it up a bit. Some flowers. He's actually quite the gardener. No, it's not me. I've been in the workshop, making new inventions, and most importantly, opening this space as a public library. A library is where you go to borrow books. No, you don't have to pay for them. You just borrow them, read it, bring it back. We trust you. In fact, you can sign up today. Here. I was just about to make some tea. Do you like the cup? And then we can write you down and get you into the library. Alright. Well, Mrs. Potts makes the best tea. I have her brew me some every few hours or so. Some milk. Okay. Just a little bit. And sugar. How is one spoonful? Okay. Please enjoy it. I'll get to my own in a moment. There's nothing like some hot tea and a good book. Do you know how to read? A little. That's marvelous. Just fine. We have plenty of books for you to check out. If they're a little bit too difficult, just let me know and I can help you. I've been teaching villagers how to read all week. They're learning very quickly. All right, well, let me open the journal. What's your name? I don't think I've ever met. No, okay. How old are you? and your birthday. Well, on your birthday, you get to check out 2 extra books. Right now we have a limit of 5. Just because people are having trouble keeping track of more of them. It's not like we have a lack of books here, but on your birthday, you can take out 7. Well, what we do is we lend them out for 2 weeks, and then you have to come back here and you can return them, exchange them, or you can renew them, which means that you get another 2 weeks. We just want to make sure all the books are being taken care of. So, let's see, what is your address? Where do you live? Wonderful. And if I could just have your signature right there. You are the 80th person to sign up for the library. It's quite new. It's very new. But I think that more and more people are coming to explore the castle and finding the library in here. Yes. Well, with your tea, might I offer you one? Quite good. Well, Lumiere usually eats the whole batch, but I managed to sneak some away. Well, why don't we go through some book options? I can tell you what I really like. Do you read English? Okay. So, this book is called Alice's Adventures in Wonderland. Well, it's about a girl named Alice, and she has many adventures in this fantastical world called Wonderland. I won't spoil it for you, but she falls down a rabbit hole and finds herself lost in this world. You can see chapter 1. We have a picture of the rabbit. Chapter 1 is called It's a bit of a children's story, but it's actually a bit frightening. If you're reading it to children, I would be a little bit careful. Just let them know that it's not real. I personally love stories that take you to a different world. You too. Perfect. Well, I have plenty of books for you then. Let me put this aside. I think you'll really enjoy it. Okay, Alice's Adventures in Wonderland. Next, I have a big book, but it is many, many, many stories. So this is by a fellow named Hans Christian Andersen. Have you heard of him? No. Well, he wrote The Complete Fairy Tales and Stories. I'm actually certain that you've heard of some of these. Yes. Prince Adam got the copy. not sure if it's real gold. But anyway, any book like this is priceless. There are hundreds of stories in here. A story from the sand dunes, the porter's son, the goblin and the woman, long one. Some of them are quite short, some of them are very long. At the uttermost parts of the sea, there's stories about talking mice and giants and warriors and the wind, the weather, little boys, little girls. This one's called One Can Invent. I like this one quite a bit. I like making things out of other things, if that makes sense. It has a beautiful design. As far as I know, anyway. But it's a story by C.S. Lewis, and in it there are four siblings, or children, and the youngest one, Lucy, she ends up discovering this world, Narnia, through a she walks through her closet and it just keeps going backwards, past the furs and the coats, and she keeps going in, and all of a sudden it starts getting snowy, and it starts getting windy, and she sees tree branches, and then she is in Narnia, and she ends up meeting a friend called Mr. Tumnus, who is half, well, I'm sure he's sort of half deer, half goat, I'm not positive. They have a special name for it. But Lucy has a brother named Edmund and Peter, and a sister named Susan. And they talk about Turkish delights, and evil witches, and brave lions. I think you're just taking all of my suggestions. Well, what's the last book you've read? Really? And what other books have you read? Well, I understand now. You have to read all of these. Alright, let me give you what sort of. I gave you Hans Christian Andersen, so I won't give you Grimm. Those are other brothers who write fairy tales. If you like Hans Christian Andersen, you should take this one out. Here's one. It's a little bit darker. This is the complete Complete Tales and Poems of Edgar Allan Poe. There's artwork on the back as well. And this is another collection. So you're getting, let me see, oh my goodness, many poems, over 50 poems I believe. Some of his poetry is quite long, and there are short stories in here as well. This one is called Never Bet the Devil Your Head. A tale with a moral. It's true, don't bet the devil your head. Here is one called Thou Art the Man, one called Eureka, and one called Four Beasts in One. I can barely handle one, let alone four. So he is a little bit darker, like I said. He has some angst, and it comes through into his writing. But anyway, some of the books I gave you, none of them are extremely light. Narnia's fun, but there are some dark parts, and the fairy tales are certainly dark. And Alice in Wonderland is a bit dark as well, so maybe I should give you something a little bit lighter. Unfortunately, I gave out my best ones just yesterday. They should be back soon. So, how about your neighbours? Would you like to take a book back for them? Oh, you have a German neighbour. That's fantastic, I have German books. These are from Germany. Yes, I have not read them myself. Right now I can only read French and English, but here are some books. I believe this one is called Max und Moritz. So it's Max and Moritz and their little children. And unfortunately, I believe these can get a bit dark as well. But the pictures look quite fun and adorable. That's not in very good condition, unfortunately. I believe this was a well-loved book. So, when books are well-loved, it's alright that they break apart a bit at the seams. So I can patch them up again in my little workshop. But please take this and show it to your neighbours. They probably have heard of it. I assume that's quite popular. And then I have two books by Wilhelm Busch. And I'm going to be completely honest, I can't read the titles. I'm not sure what it's called. I believe, if I can guess from my knowledge of French and English, this is called The Woman Helene. So, these have pictures as well, which honestly makes it a bit easier to read, especially if you don't know the language. What do you think? I can't read it either. Perhaps you can give this to your neighbour and they can teach you how to read German. That's what I love, is sharing books and reading books with others, teaching others things that I don't know. Yes, I am in the middle of a book right now about wizards and witches. It's quite brilliant. They fly on broomsticks, but it's not scary, it's more of a sport. It's very exciting. When I'm done with it, I can lend you a copy. Fantastic. Well, let me write down the books that you're getting. So you have Ambush, Tiefling, and you have the Max and Moritz. Then you're going to take Chronicles of Narnia. The Complete Fairy Tales and Stories. That's the Hans Christian Andersen. All right, and then you have Alice in Wonderland. Alice's Adventures in Wonderland. Okay. So those are going to be due back in 2 weeks. If you happen to finish a book and you'd like to return it right away, exchange right away, you're free to do so. 2 weeks is the absolute limit. But up until then, you can come back as often as you'd like. Now that you're in the Haunted Book system, well, we have plenty, plenty of books for you to read, and I hope you come back. Please, yes. Be my guest. Come in anytime. Well, I will have Cogsworth show you the way out. Alright. Thank you for coming in. Enjoy. And feel free to go read in the courtyard or go get a snack from Lumiere or the kitchen, or no problem at all.